Welcome to episode 10 of Holly Jolly Xmasu. In this episode, I'll be talking about one of my favorite albums, the 1986 compilation Winter Lounge from Sony Records. I've mentioned a few times that some wonderful Christmas compilations came out of Japan in the 1980s, including We Wish You a Merry Christmas from Yen Records, Winter Tales from the MIDI label, and Mint Sound's Xmas album by Mint Sound Records. Mint Sound's is actually my favorite of the bunch, but Winter Lounge comes in a close second. When Winter Lounge was released, Christmas music sales were in the middle of a resurgence in Japan. Similar to in the US, the Christmas music market had experienced a lull in Japan during the 1970s. I've read a couple articles that claimed the very special Christmas compilations were what rekindled the market in the US, and one that stated they had the same effect in Japan, but I don't think that's accurate. In reality, by the end of the 1970s, spurred on by a handful of singles by some younger rock acts, Japanese Christmas music sales had started to pick up again. Yumi Matsutoya's Koibito ga Santa Claus was a huge hit in 1980, and other artists started to follow suit. Yen Records' album came out in 1983 and was a big seller. For Life's 1976 compilation Christmas, which I covered in Episode 3, was released several times throughout the 80s and performed well each time. Winter Lounge came out in 1986, and Mint Sound's album came out in 1987. That same year, Seiko Matsuda's Pearl White Eve became the first Christmas song to top the Oricon charts. That's also the year the first A Very Special Christmas was released. While it was a big seller in Japan, the Christmas music market was already doing quite well without it. As for how Winter Lounge came about, in 1986, the executives at Sony asked singer Masamichi Sugi, also known as Mari Sugi, to produce a Christmas album consisting of artists signed to the label. He gathered a group of his close friends and some rising pop stars. Each contributed a song on their own, and then the entire group collaborated on two songs under the name Pops All Stars. The end result was a fun blend of songs and styles. The album did well enough that a companion summer-themed compilation, Summer Lounge, was released a few months later. The album starts with Winter Lounge, a brief instrumental introduction written by Masaya Matsura. It's reprised later. While Matsura's name might not be familiar, if you played video games in the late 90s, you're familiar with some of his work. He got his start as one half of the band Size, who we'll hear from later, but after they broke up, he founded a video game production company. Their first big hit was Parappa the Rapper, which was one of the biggest and most critically acclaimed video games of 1997 and 98. If you walked through a Toys R Us during that time, you likely played it, or at least saw a line of kids waiting to play it. The first full song on the album is Yellow Christmas by the Pops All Stars. This is the first of three songs fully written by Mari Sugi on the album, although he had a hand in composing or arranging half the songs. It's a fun 80s pop Christmas song that reflects the upbeat spirit in Japan at the time. I read one article that indicated the song was intended as a tongue-in-cheek rebuttal to White Christmas, with the white and yellow in the titles referring to the races of the intended audiences. But another article cast doubt on this, saying yellow may have just been chosen because it's a festive color. Whatever the case, the song and the accompanying video are a star-studded affair, featuring the entire lineup from the album, as well as singer Shogo Hamada. This was a big deal at the time, as Hamada was a big star signed to a different label and apparently had a more serious image and reputation, so this video is a bit out of character for him. However, he and Sugi had previously been signed to the same record label and remained friends, so he was able to get him to make a brief appearance. As for the lyrics, you don't gain a lot of additional insight having the translation of the Japanese lyrics. It's a fun, lighthearted song about going to a Christmas party and dancing. I'll post a link to the video in the show notes. It's a campy 80s music video featuring all the stars from the album singing and acting silly at a party. I actually enjoy the song more without the video. Up next is Kaoru Sudo's Lonely December. Kaoru Sudo got her start in 1979 with the release of her single, Friendly City, written by Yumi Matsutoya. She didn't gain any real attention until the following year, when she appeared as a backup singer on Matsutoya's classic album, Surf and Snow, Volume 1. She had a successful career and often collaborated with both Yumi Matsutoya and Mari Sugi. She released Winter Moon, a Christmas and winter-themed album of her own in 1991. Sudo took a break from recording in 1993 to start her family, but then returned to the recording industry in 1998, forming a duo with Mari Sugi. She passed away from leukemia in 2013 at the age of 58. Lonely December sounds like a fun pop song, but the bouncy tune belies some somewhat somber and depressing lyrics. If you've been listening for a while, you probably won't be shocked to learn this is another Christmas song about yearning for a lost love. It's about a lady who finds herself alone just before Christmas, so she decides to write a letter to her ex telling him how depressed she is, how much she misses him, and asking if he's found someone else. Then she sends it without a return address, so you know there's no chance of a happy ending. Not that you'd get that impression without the lyrics. Sudo had a wonderful voice though, which makes this one of the better songs on what's already a very strong album.
Thank you.
Christmas in the Air by Size is next. Size was an experimental new wave techno-pop group made up of composer and multi-instrumentalist Masaya Matsura, who I mentioned before, and singer and songwriter Mami Yasunori, who was known as Shaka at the time. They formed in 1985 and continued recording together through 1996. They released 9 studio albums, almost 2 dozen singles, and several greatest hits compilations. Their biggest hit was Angel Night, released in 1988. They had an innovative sound and influenced multiple other acts throughout the 80s and 90s. After the breakup, Matsura went on to found a video game production company, while Yasunori began a solo career under her given name and has since produced several jazz albums. Christmas in the Air is easily my favorite song on the album, and possibly my favorite original Japanese Christmas song. It's 4 minutes of infectious Christmas power pop with a catchy guitar riff and a great harmonica solo. Yasunori's voice may not be on the same level as Keo Rusudo's, but it fits here and she carries the song well. The lyrics, if I'm reading them right, are about a lady who has a Christmas Eve one-night stand with some guy whose name she doesn't know, then leaves first thing in the morning to head out and party some more. Either that, or it's about a girl who can't wait to tell her boyfriend Merry Christmas and put a smile on his face. As I've said before, Google Translate isn't the most reliable thing. Whatever the case, this is a fantastic song and one I've listened to countless times. Next is Private Bible by Hi-Fi Set. If you listened to my Christmas in July episode, you got to hear their fantastic song, Christmas in July. You also got to hear me talk about them a bit. I won't repeat too much. Hi-Fi Set were husband and wife Toshihiko and Junko Yamamoto and Shigeru Okawa. The band formed in 1974 and had a successful 20-year career before breaking up in 1994. They tended to have an easy listening or smooth jazz sound and often incorporated Latin beats and rhythms. Following their breakup, Shigeru Okawa was arrested for attempted theft at a supermarket. He wasn't charged, but he never returned to the music industry following the incident. Toshihiko Yamamoto spent the next 20 years as a music producer before dying of a heart attack in March of 2014. Junko Yamamoto continued as a successful singer-songwriter until shortly after her husband's death, retiring in May of 2014. Private Bible is one of the standout songs on Winter Lounge. It has a relaxing bossa nova beat, and Junko's dreamy voice is a perfect accompaniment. I was able to find the lyrics, but the translation is a bit iffy. It appears to be a back-and-forth banter between a wife and her husband on his birthday, which just happens to be on Christmas. Like Christmas in July, I get the feeling that Private Bible is made up of clever, playful lyrics. It even name-drops Robert De Niro. The song's good enough, though, that you can enjoy it just as well without knowing what they're singing about. Wonderful Christmas by The Dreamers is next. The Dreamers are actually Mari Sugi's backing band, but they get the credit on this track. Mari Sugi is something of a Renaissance man. He's a huge star in Japan, and I found several websites dedicated to him while researching this album. He's a singer, songwriter, composer, arranger, producer, and DJ. Born in 1954, he was fascinated by the Beatles in his youth, and he's done his best to emulate them with his own music. He started his first band in junior high and was playing professionally by 1973. His first band was called People. He would eventually recruit city pop icon Maria Takeuchi to the band, giving her some of her earliest professional work. He later renamed the band Mari and Red Stripes, and his success continued to grow. He started releasing solo albums and composing songs for a variety of artists, including Maria Takeuchi and Kaoru Sudo. In 1982, he collaborated on the album Niagara Triangle Volume 2 with Eiichi Otake and Motoharu Sano. It would go on to become one of the biggest selling and most acclaimed Japanese rock albums of the 80s. By the mid-1980s, he was becoming one of the most sought-after producers in the Japanese music industry. Getting back to the album, Wonderful Christmas is a fun pop song that seems to draw from a number of sources. The opening bars sound a bit like the theme from Sesame Street. At other points throughout the song, there are guitar riffs that sound like they came straight from Brian May of Queen. It winds up with sleigh bells, some Santa Claus is coming to town, and more of the Brian May guitars. I get a feeling Sugi was channeling Phil Spector during the production of this one. Lyrically, Wonderful Christmas is basically about how Christmas is the best time for a couple to fight because making up at Christmas is so much better. The couple in the song get in a few fights, but then on Christmas night, they turn off the lights and end up swaying together in the candlelight. It's a refreshing change of pace from the lonely, lovelorn Christmas songs that are so common.
Baby.
Up next is Again by Yoshitaka Minami. Born in 1950, Minami is a singer, songwriter, and producer who has been in the music industry since 1973. He played and studied jazz in college, which would later have a big influence on his songwriting style. In 1972, he appeared on the TV show Live Young and took third place in the singer-songwriter competition. This led to a recording contract, and he released his first single, Sleepless Night, Seiyakiyoku, the following year. He later recorded with the bands Tin Pan Alley and Moonriders. He released his biggest hit, Monroe Walk, in 1979. Minami's songs have been covered by others multiple times, and he's also written songs for other artists and for movies and commercials. At 70, he continues to tour and release new music. Again has a jazzy Latin sound to it. It's a good song, but what really got me was when I translated the lyrics. It's about a guy who meets his old lover at the store around Christmas. She doesn't recognize him at first, but then they buy some cheap booze, they reminisce, he asks her if she's married, a Christmas song plays in the distance, and they part. It's essentially the Japanese same old lang syne. Next is Seishiro Kusunose's Party's Over. Kusunose was born in Tokyo in 1960. While a student, he befriended a wide range of musicians, then started performing in 1986. He emulated Tatsuro Yamashita and similar artists at first, and even provided backing vocals for Yamashita at one point. Kusunose eventually developed his own style, which helped him grow in popularity. His biggest and breakout hit, Hoto Kinayo, was released in 1991. He continues to perform and release new music. He's also a producer and respected vocal trainer. Party's Over is a nice, low-key song. It's full of some great, mostly a cappella harmonizing. The lyrics tell of a couple partying at the end of the night as the party they were attending winds down. They drink a bit too much, and they head out into the cold, each going their separate way, but they vow to see each other again. It's a decent parallel to Again, and ends on a slightly more optimistic note. Mari Sugi is back, this time with Last Merry Christmas. Sugi continued to release solo albums and produce albums for other artists throughout the 1990s. He was also involved in several bands and collaborations with other artists, including the groups Box, Piccadilly Circus, and the Aloha Brothers. He also released an album with Kaoru Sudo in 1998. A little more than a decade after Winter Lounge, Sugi took another stab at producing a Christmas compilation. The result, 1997's Winter Gift Pops, is one of the best Japanese Christmas compilations of the 90s, and I'm sure I'll cover it at some point. In addition to his production work, Sugi continues to perform and release music, his most recent album being Music Life, which came out in February of 2019. Getting back to the music, I really like Last Merry Christmas. You'll be surprised to find that it's yet another song about lost love on Christmas. He starts out by singing that, compared to the world's grief, losing his lover is a small thing. He then goes on to tell how he hurt her for no reason and now finds himself with just his memories at Christmas. It's a great song, but it leaves you wanting something a little more upbeat. Pizzicato 5 delivers some much-needed energy with the next song, Kiss Kiss Bang Bang. Pizzicato 5 had a long, prolific career. They got their start in 1979 when Yasuharu Kunishi and Kitaro Takanami met in college and began playing music together. By the mid-1980s, they had added a few members and had come up with the name Pizzicato 5. They released their first EP, Audrey Hepburn Complex, in 1985. Until their breakup in 2001, they were extremely prolific, releasing a full-length album almost every year, as well as multiple EPs and singles. They blended 60s pop with jazz and synth pop, and were known for their unique fashion and style. Their music has appeared in multiple movies, television shows, and video games, while celebrities including Mick Jagger and Robert Altman have confessed to being fans. Kiss Kiss Bang Bang is one of the most noteworthy tracks on Winter Lounge. Its frenetic sound is a marked departure from the slower songs surrounding it, and the band's unique style is vastly different from the rest of the artists on the album. The song is about a couple arguing about how they're always too busy and never get to see each other. Then, Christmas arrives, they arrange a tryst, have a little champagne, and kiss, kiss, bang, bang, Merry Christmas. The whole gang is back as the Pops All-Stars to wrap up the album with On Christmas Day. I actually prefer this to Yellow Christmas. It's not as upbeat, but I feel it's the better of the two songs. A reprise of Masaya Matsuura's Winter Lounge theme provides the lead-in. Yoshitaka Minami takes the lead, with the rest of the band making up the chorus, and the horn section and electric guitars reflecting Mari Sugi's Phil Spector influence as he adds layers of sound as the song progresses. The lyrics are about a guy wandering the streets on Christmas Eve looking for someone to hook up with. He doesn't find what he's looking for, but after referring to himself as Adam, he assures his prospective theoretical Eve, who he's sure is looking for him, that by the time she goes to sleep on Christmas Day, she'll be his. At least he ends on an optimistic note. And there you have it. As I've said before, the best Christmas compilations are ones with wide appeal, giving the whole family something they can enjoy. With a diverse array ranging from Hi-Fi Set's retro bossa nova sound to Pizzicato 5's ahead-of-its-time energetic synth pop, Winter Lounge certainly delivers. It's a fun album, and it holds up well today. If you listened last month, you'll recall I said that it also has one of the greatest Easter eggs I've ever heard on an album. I got a huge kick out of it the first time I heard it, and still get a chuckle out of it whenever I play it. I'd hate to ruin the surprise for anyone who wants to get a copy of the album someday. I'll just say that you should always listen all the way through to the end. Next month, for my Christmas episode, I'll be featuring something really special, Jun Fukamachi's 1972 classic, Now Sound Christmas. It's one of the most sought-after and hardest-to-find Japanese Christmas albums. It's also one of the most spectacular Christmas albums ever produced. This is one you truly don't want to miss. In the meantime, if you're looking for more podcasts to quench your Christmas thirst, there's an entire Christmas podcast network out there. Here's a quick word from one of my favorites, Manny's Feliz Christmas, Merry Navidad.
Hi, this is Manny from Feliz Christmas, Merry Navidad, the bilingual, multilingual Christmas podcast. In our podcast, you will hear about foods, traditions, how this 2020 Christmas will be interesting, especially from 6 feet away, and many more new surprises. Join me on the road to Christmas, along with many guest hosts from other podcasts from the Christmas Podcast Network. You can listen to us on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Radio Public, or just search for us on your favorite podcast platform. You could also find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at FCMN Podcast. Or visit our website, fcmnpodcast.com. Feliz Christmas, Merry Navidad.
Thanks for listening, and I'd love to hear your feedback. Leave a comment on the website or send me an email at hollyjollyxmasu@gmail.com. While you're at it, leave a review on iTunes. You can also find me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And remember, if you enjoy what you're hearing, you can support me by buying me a cup of coffee. You can find the link to my Ko-fi page on my website. A donation is only $3, and any donations received will be used to purchase new Japanese Christmas music to review for future episodes. Thanks! Until next time, stay safe and remember to support your local record store. All music and excerpts are used under fair use policy for commentary purposes, and no copyright infringement is intended.
これはね、こういうパカスの持つ、なんていうのかな、タートル的な亀、アンニュイな、振り向けば亀なんですよ。なるほど。なんていうかな、ポップスシンドロームっていうか、
なんていうのかな、あなた、そういうのなんていうんだっけ、硬いやつ、赤で硬いな、あの、なんていうのかな、昔から硬いのよ。まあ要するに、自画自賛。そう、自画自賛とか。なるほどね。英語うまいな。あれ、嫁んそか。バガバさん。バガバさんとか、そういう、手がへさん。素晴らしい。目がね、すごい真面目に見てる。そういうわけで、これからのポップス界っていうのは、絶対にリリカルな、なんていうのかな、語が誤算。リリカルな調べ。
調べね、まあ、何やともあれ。7。何言った？7-11。3000円ロスだったな。2000円2個もあったな。
It's better that way. It's better.